Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here on the program. Glad to be your host and wishing you all a very Merry Christmas. A reminder that if you need information about ranching, breeding, markets, anything in agriculture, well, you need to get your cup of coffee and a copy of the Tri-State Livestock News. No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Well, stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read, and you can find them online at tsln.com.
And Integrity Meats in Belfouche, South Dakota is grateful for customers and community. The holidays are a time to open our hearts, to pause, reflect, and to pray. Have a blessed Christmas. Also, Merry Christmas from Tri-State Livestock News, because you know, they are what ranchers read. And safe driving for the holidays from WW Tire Service. They have 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota, so safe driving from them as well. Well, we're just getting closer to Christmas, and it's getting prettier and prettier. I'm seeing Christmas lights in yards, Main Street. There's lights popping up everywhere.
Barns and everything.
Yeah, that's right. Along fence lines.
What do you have to share with us on the Good Stuff program?
I'm going to pose a question. Is Santa a woman?
No. Probably, but not. No.
But you're not going to accept that. Well, let me pose these, okay? I think Santa Claus might be a woman, and here's a few things to add to that. I hate to be the one to defy sacred myth, but I believe he is a she. Think about it. Christmas is a big, organized, warm, fuzzy, nurturing, social deal, and I have a tough time believing a guy could possibly pull it all off. For starters, the vast majority of men don't even think about selecting gifts until Christmas Eve. It's as if they were all frozen in some kind of Ebenezerian time warp until 3 p.m. on December 24th, when they, with amazing calm, call other errant men and plan for a last-minute shopping spree. Once at the mall, they always seem surprised to find only Ronco products, socket wrench sets, and mood rings left on the shelves. You might think this would send them into a fit of panic and guilt, but my husband tells me it's an enormous relief because it lessens the 11th-hour decision-making burden. On this count alone, I'm convinced Santa is a woman. Surely, if he were a man, everyone in the universe would wake up Christmas morning to find a rotating, musical chia pet under the tree, still in the bag. The last problem for a he Santa would be getting there. First of all, there would be no reindeer because they would all be dead, gutted, and strapped onto the rear bumper of the sleigh. And wide-eyed desperate claims that buck season had been extended, Blitzen's rack would already be on the way to the taxidermist. Other reasons why Santa couldn't possibly be a man? Men can't pack a bag. Men would rather be dead than caught wearing red velvet. Men would feel their masculinity is threatened, having to be seen with all those elves. And men don't answer their mail. Men would refuse to allow their physique to be described even in jest as anything remotely resembling a bowl full of jelly. And men aren't interested in stockings unless somebody's wearing them. And finally, being responsible for Christmas would require a big commitment. I can buy the fact that other mythical holiday characters are men. Father Time shows up once a year, unshaven and looking ominous. Definite guy. Cupid flies around carrying weapons. Uncle Sam is a politician who likes to point fingers. Any one of these individuals could pass the test, but not Saint Nick. Not a chance. As long as we have each other, goodwill, peace on earth, faith, and Nat King Cole's version of the Christmas song, it probably makes little difference what gender Santa is. I just wish she'd quit dressing like a guy. And that came from Desert Rose.
I don't think I'm going to agree with that.
Oh, it was just poking a little fun, Mike.
You know what they say is behind every good man, there's a better woman. Well, Mrs. Claus is probably a lot to credit to do with Christmas then.
Absolutely, I agree. That's just in jest, though. Hey, Mike, time is getting short, so I'm going to throw in a little trash talk by Annie. Remember, these are the cards Ty Gracie sent these in. I hate it when healthy me does the grocery shopping. Now chubby me needs a snack.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing that little bit of humor to wrap up the program today. And again, to everyone out there in our Good Stuff listening audience, we appreciate you spending a little bit of your Christmas time with us here on your local radio station. And from Kim and I here at the Good Stuff, we wish you a Merry Christmas.